The news is read by Vivian Trainer.
China is to impose additional tariffs of 34% on all US goods in response to measures announced by President Donald Trump this week. Global stock markets are falling for a second day following Wednesday's US tariff announcement. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan.
In response to US tariffs, China has announced a range of duties and restrictions on American goods. Additional tariffs of 34% will be imposed on all US products from the 10th of April. China has also announced controls on the exports of rare earth minerals and has filed a lawsuit with the World Trade Organization over the US tariffs. Regarding any retaliation by Europe, EU Commissioner Michael McGrath said they want to negotiate, but at the same time are preparing to respond. European stock markets and global oil prices have fallen again today following Donald Trump's tariffs announcement on Wednesday. Asian stocks were also down, and yesterday US markets suffered their worst one-day losses since the COVID pandemic. President Trump said the market reaction was expected, describing the US economy as a sick patient that has been operated on, adding that America would boom.
As the government awaits the EU response to President Trump's tariffs, the Irish Congress of Trade Unions has said tax cuts, including the hospitality VAT rate cut, should be ruled out for the foreseeable future and for employee support in sectors that will be affected by tariffs. Union leaders are attending a forum in government buildings chaired by the Taoiseach to discuss the emerging economic uncertainty. Our political coverage editor, Joe McGreely.
The spectre of US tariffs hangs over the EU, and for Ireland economic damage could be significant. This was on the agenda for the meeting of the Labour Employer Economic Forum in government buildings, attended by ministers, officials, unions and employers. Unions came with a clear message. Owen Reedy of ICTU saying tariff affected sectors must get specific pay related unemployment supports. Tax cuts, including VAT cuts for hospitality, should be ruled out for the foreseeable future, and the state should reduce reliance on foreign direct investment companies. As he arrived, Taoiseach Micheál Martin, who chaired the meeting, said it's not an either-or situation with FDI, and the government works on scaling up Irish companies in parallel. He also said it's far too early to be specific on whether commitments made in the programme for government would be affected. He said protectionism is coming back and the EU has a difficult task to balance the interests of member states and respond to the US in a way that does not invite more damage.
The widow of a man who was murdered at a restaurant in Blanchardstown in December 2023 has appeared in court, charged in connection with a Garda investigation into organised crime in West Dublin. 54-year-old Veronica Marr from Sheephill Avenue, Corduff, is accused of money laundering, threatening to kill a Garda and setting a large XL bully dog on Gardaí on patrol in the area. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
Veronica Marr, the widow of Jason Hennessy, who was shot dead in a gangland attack at the steakhouse restaurant in Blanchardstown on Christmas Eve 2023, was brought to court this morning. The 54-year-old is charged with intentionally or recklessly letting a large restricted XL bully pit bull dog from the garden of her home last Friday, causing Gardaí, who were on the beat in the area, to flee as it chased them. She's charged with possession of a marked €10 note yesterday, which was used as part of an undercover Garda operation to buy illegal drugs from the back of the house, and with threatening to kill Garda Joseph Doherty. She's also accused of possessing €1,350 in cash, alleged to be the proceeds of crime. Sergeant Michael Harkin told the court there was consent to bail on two conditions, that she have no restricted breed of dogs in her home and that the back door of her property only be used for emergency access and not to facilitate the sale and supply of drugs. Judge David McHugh remanded Veronica Marr on bail to appear again in court in July. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, Blanchardstown District Court.
The Psychiatric Nurses Association has said there's been a huge crisis for many years due to the shortage of psychiatric nurses in the health service. Peter Hughes, the PNA's General Secretary, told its annual delegate conference in Mayo that more than 700 psychiatric nurse vacancies exist. Our health correspondent Fergal Bowers.
The Psychiatric Nurses Association has said its nurses are fed up, worn out, burnt out, and the level of overtime can only be sustained for so long. Peter Hughes, the PNA General Secretary, told the annual delegate conference in Mayo that over 700 psychiatric nurse vacancies exist. He said this has meant a huge reliance on overtime and agency staff to provide basic services. and he said it was hampering the development of services for adults and the child and adolescent mental health services. Bernard Gloucester, the chief executive of the HSE, told delegates that despite what the service has done to recruit and retain staff, there remains a gap he is determined to identify and try and close. He said the HSE has 5,500 psychiatric nurses and the number of staff leaving has reduced. Fergal Bowers, RTE News Westport, County Mayo.
Largely dry across western parts with a mix of cloud and sunny spells, mostly cloudy with areas of mist and fog on the hills further east. Rain and drizzle will spread westward and become more patchy this afternoon, with most places becoming dry this evening. Highest temperatures 13 to 19 degrees, warmest in the southwest. Rachel.